Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
It is a gym class coming your way on this glorious Thursday at 2 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on KGYM. Busy show for you. We will look back at a little bit of a sports happening last night. A little peek ahead at tonight's Game 6 of the NBA Finals. We will also talk to Dave Koken over in Las Vegas. And we will talk with Logan Schuhart, driver on the NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cup Series. All that coming up on the Gym Class on KGYM. Get off the table, Mark. Oh, everybody's saying. Blues fans sing.
You boys were doing more than that last night, I think.
Welcome into the gym class on KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer. Let's keep it playing. And 49/52 years, over 50 years of frustration. Taken out by Blues fans last night as St. Louis wins Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. You heard it right here on KGYM with the victory over the Boston Bruins. And, It was a late night, but it was a fun night and a happy night, a celebratory night last night as we all got together afterwards, because you know how incredibly, incredibly superstitious hockey people are, especially when they get to this certain stage. So, you know, you couldn't change up how things were. You had to go through your routine of what you've been doing for the entire playoff run. And then when
you're talking fans here?
Yes.
Okay.
And us, a group that got together afterwards last night and had a small celebration. But you're right. It's a situation you can't change what has worked for you. You can't touch the cup. You can't change how things went. So as soon as it was done, everybody got together. We gave the secret signal and had a good time last night.
Well, I didn't have any skin in the game. I'm a very minor hockey fan, but I watched a lot last night because of folks like you and Alex Kuhn and Jeff Johnson and others, friends that have been starved for a Stanley Cup victory, and I was rooting for you guys. And I did the same thing in 2016 for my Cub fans. You know, I'm not a Cub fan, but there were so many Cub fans that that I knew, and I was rooting for the Cubs because of that reason. So very happy for you guys. Looked like a good time had by all by pictures on social media.
But not over the top. Not over the top.
Yeah.
We're not talking the Blues celebration that they had last night, but I think America enjoyed it. The ratings, the highest rated hockey game in 25 years last night.
Wow.
So that says a lot right there. Contrary to popular belief, I'm not sure the Blues set a brand new FCC record for foul language in a short amount of time.
That's close.
They were close. The Capitals the year before also were right there. Okay, we get it. NBC wants to have, or whoever, Fox, NBC, ABC, CBS, whatever. They all want to have the mic close to the players. But you know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. And Doc Emrick did his best to come up with a, we're very sorry, but we're not sorry.
Imagine what those guys have been through, though. They were in last place in January.
Yeah.
The 31st out of 31 teams in the league.
Yes, they were.
And how they came through and won the Stanley Cup, it's the damnedest thing I've ever seen. Who could blame them for being as excited as they were?
We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by. They're locally owned and operated at the corner of Blair's Ferry and C Avenue. And I'm sure there are Blues fans all over the place around last night, including at third base. And we're going to have a four-pack of tickets to see a Colonels game coming up for you. Colonels still a game out as far as the playoffs are concerned. One game behind Burlington for that second playoff spot in the Western Division of the Midwest League. So we will have that to give away before 4 o'clock today. If you would like to chime in, if you're a long-suffering Blues fan, Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line available at 319-366-1600. Hurtina Stocker Jewelers located on the Penn Mall in Iowa City.
5232 on said text line has a two-parter. I got this. I have to say I was happy as I am for the Blues. It was really nice to see Brad Marchand cry last night.
See,
he of the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, see, yeah, he
really good player.
He is a good player, but he's a little instigator.
Second part of that, it was so very cool to see Mitch Reinke raise the cup only a few years after watching him play here for the Rough Riders.
Yes, he was dressed last night in number 39, was not in the lineup, obviously, for the Blues, but he was one of the guys that was a practice player all through the playoffs, and he was dressed last night, and he did get to carry the cup. The Blues did a little bit differently because they were on the road. If the Blues were in St. Louis or whoever wins the Stanley Cup, if they are at home, they circle the ice with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure they get all their fans a chance to be up close and personal with it. Probably not the best advice to take when you're in Boston would be to go around the ice. So they just did it a small lap. Each.
That would have been taking a page out of the U.S. women's soccer team.
Well,
in terms of celebration, right?
No. Don't change
We're
the subject,
beating
man.
Beating up on them, aren't we?
Yeah, people are still beating up on them. 319-366-1600. And yeah, it was the Blues played very well last night. Jordan Binnington was outstanding. He kept the Blues in it. Boston came out and peppered St. Louis in the first 15 minutes. Blues got a couple of goals at the end of the first period and put the pressure on. And then Jordan Binnington came up with a save among all saves, I thought, about a third of the way through the third period. Mm-hmm. And then the Blues tacked on a couple, and it was just counting it down till the end, even when Boston got that lone goal there. With about 2.5 minutes to go.
Yeah, Binnington was brilliant. There's no doubt about it. And I remember the save that you referenced. And I wonder what you guys in your gathering last night, what were you thinking going into period three? Were you confident?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was. I don't know about Alex. Alex is feeling much better today, though, by the way. Much better today.
He's a little perkier.
He's perkier. His plans changed for the weekend. But we'll get,
is he going to the celebration?
Let him, okay. I don't want to spoil the party or anything like that. But I felt good after the second period. Going into the third period, absolutely. Absolutely. And if Boston scored on that save that Binnington made with the right blocker, it could have been a whole different situation because Boston would have had momentum. They would have had the crowd behind them. But when Binnington stopped that and then the Blues got that third goal to take a 3-goal lead, then I was 95% confident. Mm-hmm. Still didn't say anything to anyone. Still didn't put it out there. Just go with the flow. Go with the flow. That's all I'm saying.
Mark at 17.
I'm new to this winning thing.
1772 on the text line. Blues fan since 1986. Now I know how a Cubs fan feels. Sold out the Enterprise for a watch party in 10 minutes.
Yep.
And had plenty down at Busch. A happy fan.
Yeah, about approximately 20,000 in the rain at Busch Stadium as well. And that was great to see. Yes, Enterprise Center was all sold out. And, man, oh, man, the Blues come away with their first Stanley Cup. And it was great, great, great to see. 319-366-1600. 12 minutes past the hour of 3, we're going to talk to Dave Koken. Dave does not share my sentiments as a Boston Bruin fan. I'm not going to lay it on Dave or anything like that.
No.
Dave was very complimentary of the Blues today on Twitter. So, hey, Blues were the hot team, and they rode a hot goalie and some very good play. Craig Berube better be the coach next year. I would have probably negotiated my contract right afterwards.
He came on in January, didn't he?
He's still interim coach.
Yeah.
Still the interim coach. Technically, for the St. Louis Blues, but I think he's going to be okay in there. Plenty more in the sports world, even after the Blues hoisted the Stanley Cup last night. We got the U.S. Open, round number one, going on at Pebble Beach, and this is a very gentle Pebble Beach that the golfers are facing here today, and scores are really, really low.
Well, half the field yet to go out. Of course, this being played at Pebble Beach in California, some of the heavy hitters, including Tiger Woods, yet to tee off. Tiger will go in about 45 minutes. Right now, the early leader, Ricky Fowler, 5-under par 66 for Ricky. He holds a one-stroke lead over Scott Piercy and Louis Oosthuizen. Two back are Sepp Straka. He's an American.
We don't know either. Yeah. And we're golf fans.
Emiliano Grillo, Rory McIlroy, Gary Woodland, Xander Schauffele, Sergio Garcia. How about that?
Yeah.
Other notables, John Rahm and Bryson DeChambeau with 69s. Jason Day, 1-under par 70. Dustin Johnson playing his last hole is even. Phil Mickelson also playing his last hole is plus one. Bubba Watson, 75.
One of the few that did not play well today.
And Zach Johnson, Cedar Rapidian, with a very, very nice start to his U.S. Open. He shot 1-under par 70, right now is in a tie for 18th place. So a good start for Zach. He won't play until 3:36 Iowa time tomorrow.
26 players right now have broken par. And like you said, the afternoon wave is just getting underway. And Tiger will be going off along with Justin Rose and Jordan Spieth in just a little bit. But we shall see. The wind is not supposed to come up later today. It's not supposed to come up during the duration of the tournament. They had the wettest May in a long time on the Monterey Peninsula. And if this is the case, they're throwing darts right now out there. If you hit the fairways and hit greens, you got a pretty good shot at it, and that's what the field has been doing so far.
It's still not a little easier said than done because the rough is penal, and although not as penal as I thought it might be, because Scott Piercy, I think, only hit four fairways all day.
Looked like me last weekend out there, and ended up shooting 67.
But and the greens are very small, so if you do hit the greens, you're going to have a birdie putt.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Tyrrell Hatton had it to 4-under at one point, was the leader, and ended up at minus one. And he's running a little hot right now because he and John Rahm are probably the two guys that run hottest when things aren't going well on the tour or around the world. Hatton plays in Europe usually. But Rory had a good start coming off the win in Canada. And who knows? Maybe this is finally the breakthrough for Ricky Fowler, that he'll get his first major.
Be a very popular win. There's no question about it. He, without a major, he's one of players, I think.
Might be the best. Is he the best player in the world without a major right now?
I can't think of anybody else offhand. But there's three rounds to go. We've seen Ricky in this position before. But he's a really good putter. Yeah. His ball striking is on. He could be there at the end.
Yep. And so far, so good. 500 par 66 for Fowler today.
25-40 on the text line. As a Blues fan, I was nervous going into the third until the third goal.
There you go.
We almost jinxed them by opening blue victory drink in the first period, but saved it for the victory.
Don't prematurely open the victory drink. That's a good lesson for all you kids out there. Well, they wouldn't be doing it. Of course, it'd be maybe a fruit punch or something like that.
Yeah.
Everyone's got their own victory drink. But, yeah, you can't do it until that clock hits zero or the buzzer goes off or whatever the case may be.
Tastes better then, too.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in on the Blues win last night. We're going to talk to race car driver Logan Schuchart coming up a little bit later on. Dave Kokin's going to join us next. Before we get to a break, though, really good news today that came out about 2.5 hours ago. The Dallas Wings of the WNBA tweeted this out, but Megan Gustafson is back in the WNBA and out of the TBT as she was re-signed by the Dallas Wings, the team that drafted her today. So that is great news for Megan.
It was wonderful news, and I think she's going to be very motivated to stick there. And the Wings have gone through some injury issues. There's one player headed off to Europe, and so Dallas decided to call her back. And again, I think she'll make the most of it.
I hope so. And if you motivate a Megan Gustafson, you're going to get a very good Megan Gustafson.
All you need is an opportunity, right?
All you need is to get your foot in the door and give yourself a chance. And that's what Megan has, the opportunity ahead of her right now. So that was great news today as well. So congratulations to Megan Gustafson as she is back in the WNBA. We'll give you a chance to win those Colonels tickets, and we'll do that coming up here in just a little bit before 4 o'clock today. And then it'll be the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, Alex, and Kyle sitting in today. And more on the Blues win last night. NBA Game 6 coming up tonight. We're going to talk about that with Dave Kokin here from Las Vegas here in just a little bit. Can Golden State win on home turf and take it back to Toronto for Game 7? In fact, we ask you that, Mark.
Yeah, I ask you that at KGYMRadio.com, our Emil's Hideaway poll question. Will there be an NBA Finals Game 7? Yes or no? Thanks to Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
No Kevin Durant tonight, though. No Kevin Durant for the rest of the playoffs. All right, we'll take a break, come back. Dave Kokin from Vegas will join us at 3:19. Back with more of the Gym Class for Thursday here on KGYM.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why Marvin Windows and Doors are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not big box stores. Marvin never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship.
At Alexander Lumber, we're proud to be a Marvin dealer. Visit us at 2802 Independence Road or at our Answers by Alexander showroom at 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty and Grinnell. See them at LinderTire.com.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This Friday is UNI Panther Pride Night at the Colonels. The first 1,000 fans receive a free UNI rally towel and bid on Panther game-worn jerseys. UNI mascots TC and TK will be at the game, too. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Good losers gamble to have fun. They know losing is part of the game. In fact, good losers plan on it. And they never lose more than they can afford. Good losers know when to stop. If you're a good loser, you sleep no problem. But if you can't sleep, if your losses hurt too much, we can help. Call 1-800-BETS-OFF or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.org and find out once and for all, are you a good loser? Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Health.
Did you know that motorcycles are vehicles with the same rights and privileges as any other motor vehicle on the roadway? Safe riding practices and cooperation from all road users will help reduce the number of fatalities and injuries on our nation's highways. Because motorcycles are smaller than most vehicles, they can be difficult to see. Their size can also cause other drivers to misjudge their speed and distance. All motorists are reminded to safely share the road and to be extra alert. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
This is the NBA Finals. The Warriors survive elimination and force Game 6 in Oakland.
Coverage begins tonight at 7 o'clock here on The Gym, KGYM.
Back with you here in the gym class for a Thursday on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Game 6, as you just heard, coming up tonight from Oakland. Golden State and Toronto will have it for you. All three frequencies coming up right here on KGYM. Dave Koch is set to join us right now from Las Vegas. SmokingKochan.com, the website at Dave Koch is the Twitter handle. And Dave, it was a great Stanley Cup final.
It was. I got to tell you something real crazy. This was just so crazy. I'm listening to your music set coming out of the break. It's Stevie Wonder's Superstition.
Yes.
That's the exact song that was playing when you guys called me just now on my Bluetooth.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, what are you... The odds against that are even bigger than the Blues winning the Stanley Cup on January 3rd.
But are they bigger than the gentleman that was holding that that ticket who cashed in in a very big way last night?
He did, and, you know, he really didn't bet it very smartly because he really should have cashed out for the available price. It was a smart move. But he gambled and he won. So, you know, congratulations to, I think it's Nathan Scott. You know, sometimes it's, you got big stones and you get rewarded every once in a while. And, you know, hey, look, I'm a Bruins fan, so it was disappointing from that aspect of me. I didn't care financially because I didn't have any money involved. But from an overall sports story standpoint, this is about as good as it gets. If somebody went to a Hollywood movie studio, and said, listen, I got this screenplay, and this team's going to be absolutely the worst team in the league about halfway through the season, and they're going to win the whole thing. They looked at you like you were, no, nobody's going to buy that. Go get out of here. They did. Absolutely amazing.
Where'd the Bruins go wrong, Dave?
Nothing.
No?
Nothing went wrong. They were the better team in 5 of the 7 games last night. But what went wrong is some kid named Binnington.
Yeah.
You know, a good ball player. We've said this many times, and it really rang true in this year's playoffs. You got a really hot guy, who's especially one who's not projected to be super hot, because Binnington's a rookie. I mean, it's a good story, but this wasn't supposed to happen, and it did. And he was amazing in the first period of both Game 5 and Game 7. And if he's not as amazing as he is, the result probably doesn't happen. And then, you know, you score that goal 7 seconds before the end of the period, and that was enormous. It's a Bruins that gone into the locker room down 1-0. I think they'd have felt pretty good about themselves because they really controlled the play. But they didn't. It's 2-0. And that's, now St. Louis is going to be sitting there, and the Bruins players have to be sitting, wow, we can't be any worse than that. And we're ahead 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great feeling.
I would agree, and I said that I agree with you. I it was a great series, and congratulations to Boston for getting there. But as a Blues fan, I was very happy to finally get the monkey off the back a little bit. But here's the other thing: Jordan Bennington's save in the third period. I think was the big play.
It was. Here's the other thing that's a really great story about it. I like this angle. Is, you know, St. Louis has not exactly gotten the best of it as far as sports are concerned. The baseball Cardinals are fine, and they've been annual contenders. But you have the St. Louis Hawks in basketball. They leave, and they never come back. You got the St. Louis Cardinals in football. You got the St. Louis Rams in football. They both leave. Now the city doesn't have a franchise. So it hasn't been the best of times for a while now for St. Louis sports fans, and this is a real feel-good story.
Game 6 in the NBA Finals tonight, Dave. I know you're not playing the game, but if you had to make a play, what would it be?
Well, I actually did make a small play on it.
Okay.
And I decided to just go with the value. And, you know, value doesn't always win. So I'll say that going in. But, and it might not win tonight, but the value is clearly with Golden State here. Look, game 3, no Klay Thompson, and they're -4 at home. And Durant wasn't playing then either. So now it's 3 games later. Now, not that much has changed. And yet, with Klay Thompson, they're -1.5 at home. That, to me, is just, or 2.5, excuse me. So that's just plain value. I mean, if you're going to tell me that they should be less of a favorite with Klay Thompson in the lineup than without, then I'm just going to look at that as pure value. I'm going to take it. And again, it doesn't always win. It's opinion on the game. It's just a betting tactic that's based on deriving true value.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think all indications are that this thing is going to go back to Toronto for a game 7. And then
it's the Raptors are in big trouble. Because if that happens, and Golden State will be in their heads, just like they've been in the heads of the Houston Rockets the last few years. The Rockets had down 3-1. You put them away, you can make an argument the Rockets, you know, in any of the last 2 years could have beaten them, didn't. And Toronto, let it get away. There's no way they can just erase that from their memory banks. They're up 6 points with just over 2 minutes to go, and they blew it. And Golden State made the shots they had to make, no question about that. But you're still supposed to win the game, especially at the highest level, pro team. You're up 2 baskets, 2 full possessions with 2 minutes to go. You got to win, and letting that one get away. If they don't win tonight, I think they're going to get beat in Game 7. I don't care where the game's played.
Although Golden State looked like the old Golden State at the end of that last game, with the ball movement and just the great team play. Toronto had a chance to close them out, and they may come back to rue that a little bit.
Yeah, and look, Draymond Green was incredible in that last possession for Toronto defensively. Lowry didn't have it. He had no shot. he literally had no shot. I think the Raptors made a mistake. Go to the basket a little bit earlier. I don't know why you're down one. Why are you waiting until 1 second's left? You gotta try and get something up with 6 seconds to go. And if you miss, then you can foul on the rebound, and you still get a chance for a 3-point shot, assuming the Warriors make their free throws. And Leonard had the ball top of the key, and I fully expected him to drive. He didn't, and they end up with a terrible shot with 1 second to go, and that's the end of the game. So it didn't execute very well when it mattered.
Did you make a U.S. Open pick, Dave?
I made 2. I took Patrick Cantlay, who I played 2 weeks ago and got a win at the Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
And I took Xander Schauffele. And last I checked, it was 4 unders, so he's having a very good first round. And we'll see what happens. I think those two guys are the two who are in the top 10, but are not priced that way just yet. Cantlay is approaching that price level, but Schauffele isn't yet. And I think they're 2 of the 10 best players in the world. So that, to me, is, again, a case of garnering some value. Maybe not much with Cantlay, but certainly some with Schauffele. And look, it's not going to be easy. It's an incredible field. It's a great golf course, and it should be a heck of a weekend. But, you know, at least I've got one of my guys who got off to a good start, which is always encouraging me. You don't want to get yourself shot out of it the first day.
You'll be pleased to learn Schauffele is now -5, tied for the lead, and in the clubhouse, Dave.
Oh, good. Good for him. All right.
It's getting better as we go.
It's it's okay if it gets really windy now.
Not supposed to, though. It's supposed to be calm for all 4 days.
No, and I know.
Score's going to be low, I think. Double figures, yeah. I think, is going to win it.
Oh, for sure, double figures. I think you might be looking at 14 or 15 under. If the conditions stay like this, the course is beatable.
Dave, I read where you participated in a roundtable on college football, and my eyes kind of bugged out when you said the sleeper team this year is Minnesota.
Yeah, they're good. They're going to be good. He's got a really good defense, and it's an SEC-style defense, tremendous speed. I think the offense will be better than it was. And I think the early consensus on Minnesota is way too low. I was seeing them pegged for like 4-5 in the conference, 7-5 overall. I think it's a 9-win team. I think they are going to be at worst, a borderline top 25 team this year. Quick's good. Okay? He might say some goofy things. But whatever he says to his team seems to work. He's very good at game planning. And Minnesota's going to win a lot of games this year. And they're in the weak half of the Big Ten. So I think there's every chance that they could be playing for the Big Ten championship.
And your best group of five team is?
I like Memphis. Central Florida's going to be the consensus pick, and it's kind of tough to go against that. But Memphis has extraordinary talent on offense. I mean, they can play with anybody on offense. And I think the defense is going to be better. I like the coordinator they brought in. You know, sometimes the team, they've got three new coordinators, so there's some cohesiveness questions. But I think Memphis is going to be playing on January 1st this year. They're loaded.
Well, so you made Alex in the sports office very happy, his brother, formerly a Memphis Tiger from a couple years ago. So he'll be
there you go.
On the offensive line. Dave, appreciate it. Thanks for the info. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Enjoy the weekend.
All right. Dave Kochen from Las Vegas joining us here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class KGYM. We'll take a quick break, come back, talk a little racing with you. And we've got Colonel's tickets to give away before 4 o'clock as well. Stay tuned. More to come after this.
Your first-place Minnesota Twins are on display at Target Field.
Got him! Ball game over, and the Twins win.
Eddie Rosario providing a flair for the dramatic.
Eddie Rosario with a 9th-inning 3-run homer.
With a new hero every night.
And Gonzalez hits it high in the air down the right field line, and it is gone!
Go crazy on June 14th for Prince Night as the first 10,000 fans receive a limited-edition Purple Prince Twins jersey. Get your tickets at twinsbaseball.com/Prince.
With a great deal of American pride, Buffalo Wild Wings announces a great deal on American beer just in time for soccer. Budweiser and Bud Light Talls are now just $3. May the soccer gods bless America as our women dominate the field. Ask not what your country can do for you, ask how fast you can get some $3 talls for your country. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
At participating locations, dine-in only. Hours of availability may vary by location. Other limitations may apply where required by law. Must be 21 plus. Void where prohibited. Some locations may only offer this promotion on U.S. match days.
Hulu's paying Tobin Heath, Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh, and other U.S. soccer stars a lot of money to do a new goal celebration called Hulu Has Live Sports. Why? It's simple. Because Hulu has live sports. You can watch the biggest games and sporting events like the Women's World Cup this summer on 60-plus top channels. No cable required. Plus, you can stream the entire Hulu library. Start your free trial of Hulu today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. It's simple. You choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. The best part? It's all free. Our tools even come with operating instructions, so you'll know exactly how to use them. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Napa know-how.
At Napa Auto Parts, you can get $25 or more off brand new DeWalt power tools by trading in your old ones. You know, those worthless tools you never use anymore? Yeah, those dusty things can actually save you at least $25 on new DeWalt power tools. Not so worthless after all. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
at participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/19.
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotel,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free bright side breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Book direct at LQ.com.
Back with you in the gym class for Thursday on KGYM. Scott and Mark with you at 3:37. Your chance to win some Colonels tickets to a future home game coming up before 4 o'clock here today. Game 7 of the NBA Finals coming up as well tonight, beginning at 7 o'clock. Coming up on Sunday, June the 23rd, Sunday night, June the 23rd, up at Dubuque County Fairgrounds, the Dubuque Speedway. It'll be the World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series here in our fair state. And we're going to talk with one of the top drivers of that particular series, Logan Schuhart, joining us here on the program today. We're interrupting your vacation, I understand, Logan. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good. How are you? I don't know about vacation, but we're here in Knoxville, Iowa, so we're getting ready to race this weekend.
Race car drivers are never on vacation, right?
I don't know. We get some days off and we don't race during the week, but there's a lot of traveling, a lot of time involved with traveling and working on the cars, getting them ready for the next race. It takes a couple days, and then we race on the weekend. So we got a day off today, and yesterday we didn't do a whole lot either, just watched the truck and trailer. So, but we're enjoying the nice weather.
Yep, and well, glad we could provide you with nice weather here in the Midwest, but. So far, so good on the season in 2019, and four victories, including at the world-famous Devil's Bowl down in Texas. And how you feel about the season so far?
It's been great. Like you said, we're leading the series and wins so far this year. There's a few places where I wish we could have been a little more consistent and finished a little better inside the top 10 or top 5 to, you know, to be right there. But, like, leading the series and wins, so that's cool, but we're fifth in points. It's been a great year, so we're trying to keep it going, be a little bit more consistent, like I said, and hopefully pull out some more wins.
Logan, I know you started your career at a very young age at, I think, 8 years old, driving go-karts. Is that when you really caught the racing bug?
Yeah, I've been involved racing my whole life. My grandfather, Bobby Allen, raced for a living. And he ends our team now, so he's still very involved with our race team. And I just grew up being around the race cars. And my family had a amusement go-kart track in Hanover, Pennsylvania, and that's where I started racing at a very young age, you know, 2-3 years old, racing there and not competitively. And then when I was about 8 years old, like you said, I started racing competitive go-karts at Hunterstown Speedway, and just started from there. So it's just something I've always wanted to do and something that I always thought I would be doing, you know, whether it was going to work out or not, or, you know, a lot of things happened to put us in this spot, but that was always what I wanted to do.
Well, it's still a very much a family affair because your uncle, Jacob, is your teammate, and I know it's very much a family affair when you guys go on the road and you get the racing going.
It is. Not many other teams are like ours, really. You know, with my grandfather and the team, like you said, my uncle Jacob, and, you know, I consider him like a brother. He's about the same age as I am, actually a year younger. Racing with myself as a teammate. And, my cousin Michael builds our engines. My mom does most of our merchandise stuff, and she's done that since the very beginning, since we started racing. And you know, my stepdad Bill, he has a lot to do with you know, the PR stuff and you know, helping my grandpa out with, you know, keeping things rolling smoothly. And it's just like you said, very family oriented team.
Logan Schuhart joining us here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And Wanted to talk a little bit. Mark asked, you got things going when you were approximately eight as far as getting into competitive racing anyway. But Pennsylvania, that is kind of the hotbed as far as a lot of sprint car folks are concerned, winged and non-winged a little bit. And there's so many great tracks in Pennsylvania, and there's so much history there. And I'm sure that's not lost on you and probably helped you get into and your family into the racing business.
Yeah, that's where I started, you know, before we started running the World Outlaw Tour. Being from Hanover, Pennsylvania, it's Lincoln Speedway's 5 minutes down the road from my house. Williams Grove's about a half hour, or so Port Royal's about an hour, 45 minutes. You know, Sealand's Grove's up there. I race limited sprint cars up there a lot. Grandview's not too far away. Lernerville's about 4 hours west. So there's a lot of racetracks in Pennsylvania that you can race at, and you know, Susquehanna's right down the road. They have some Sunday shows, so we got to race a good bit, or had some opportunities to go to some different racetracks and kind of learn a little bit. But Pennsylvania tracks, they all have they all seem to have some pretty decent similarities with each other, and it's definitely an eye opener when you go out on the road and you get to experience some different racetracks. And especially when you go from a place like Williams Grove and then you go to go out west to a place like Chico, California, it's two totally different places.
World of Outlaws event at Dubuque Speedway coming up Sunday, June 23rd, 7:30 p.m. And what will folks see on the quarter mile if they've never been to a race like this before?
I don't know a whole lot about the racetrack there. I've never been there before, but sprint cars are pretty exciting. If you're any type of motorsports fan, sprint cars are very powerful, about 900 horsepower, but they're also very light. They only weigh about 1,400 pounds with the driver in it, so their power to weight ratio is pretty wild. So they get up and go pretty quick. They're going to be loud. Quarter miles, lots of times, be popping wheelies, jumping around, and a lot of excitement for sure. So I look forward to it. Hopefully there's a lot of fans there, being a new racetrack, and I look forward to seeing everybody there.
Well, and we have a lot of folks around here that follow the sprints with Knoxville, as you know. And you've been to Knoxville, I know, and it's just hopefully they can make the short trip and take in the good show up in Dubuque.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Like I said, we're here this weekend here in Knoxville, and definitely a place we always look forward to coming to. The big races that are held here, in August, and it's just sprint car capital of the world. So it's nice to be here.
Yeah, going to be a lot of fun there. Casey Kane's going to be there as well to sign autographs from 3:30 until 4:30 on race day. So. He will be with you guys, and it's a very good series, too. I mean, I don't have to tell you that. Very, very competitive night in and night out, because sometimes you guys do go multiple nights a week.
Yeah, some nights we're racing, three, four nights a week, depending on what time of the year it is. We're getting into our busy season. June, July, August, there's a lot of races being ran, a lot of money up on the lines, but There's a lot of good cars, a lot of good teams that are out on this tour, and it's definitely very tough, like you said. So to get four wins this year is definitely something we're very proud of, and but we're gonna keep working hard to try and get some more. So hopefully you get some fans to come out to the races this weekend. Hopefully we can pick up another one.
Well, it sounds good. Hopefully number five around the corner up in Dubuque a week from Sunday. Hey, Logan, appreciate it. Have fun in Knoxville, and we'll see you up at Dubuque Speedway on the 23rd.
All right, looking forward to it. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Logan Shewhart joining us here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class. You can pick up a $5 general admission, or save $5 on general admission tickets when purchased at participating O'Reilly Auto Parts locations for that particular event, Sunday, June the 23rd. And if you've never seen Wing Sprints, they are amazing.
Crazy stuff.
They, like Logan was talking about, the 900 horsepower to 1,400 pounds is... let's just put it this way. You don't want to, you aren't banging. You're not banging wheels or anything like that when you talk about wing sprints. and they are fast. They are bad fast, as they say out there. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll get you updated on what's happening at Pebble Beach with the United States Open. Talk a little bit more about the Blues. Look ahead to Game 6 of the NBA Finals tonight. And we'll have that game for you right here on KGYM. We have four more tickets to give away to a future Colonels game, a family four-pack of tickets. And we're going to go and give them to caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600. If you've been a winner over the past 30 days, please do not call in. Or Loretta will be after you, because she's right here in the studio with us right now trying to fix a television that we broke. 319-366-1600. Caller number 6, you're going to pick up those tickets. We'll let you know who our winner is coming up after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Hulu's paying Tobin Heath, Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh, and other U.S. soccer stars a lot of money to do a new goal celebration called Hulu Has Live Sports. Why? It's simple. Because Hulu has live sports! You can watch the biggest games and sporting events like the Women's World Cup this summer on 60-plus top channels. No cable required. Plus, you can stream the entire Hulu library. Start your free trial of Hulu today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. It's simple. You choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. The best part? It's all free. Our tools even come with operating instructions, so you'll know exactly how to use them. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
A Sport Clips Championship haircut experience makes you feel like your hair has its own walk-up music. Maybe you play sports. Maybe you play sports online. Or maybe your sport is keeping up with your kids. Your hair deserves its own walk-up music. And at Sport Clips, we make it easy. A game-changing cut from a stylist trained for guys while you're surrounded by sports. Hair this good needs no introduction, but you'll want one anyway. So download the app, check in, and get your hair in the game.
The Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Live from Dodger Stadium this weekend.
Saturday night starting at 7 o'clock here on the Gym. 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Congratulations going out to Bob from Marion. He is going to go to a future Colonels game. Colonels a game out of a playoff spot, and they will take on Wisconsin coming up again tonight out at the stadium. 6:35 is the first pitch. Beautiful night to go take in a ball game, to do anything tonight, really. Beautiful, beautiful day around Eastern Iowa.
Yeah, four games remain in the first half of the Midwest League, and as you mentioned, one game back. Cedar Rapids is behind Burlington. Cedar Rapids, four home games. Burlington, four road games. So we shall see how it all transpires by the weekend.
Yep. 319-366-1600. We've been talking about the Blues, reliving the win from last night. At least I was reliving that. Getting ready for Alex reliving that, coming up in just a little bit. We can talk about NBA game number 6 as well tonight, as Toronto will try to close it out on the road against Golden State. And U.S. Open, the afternoon wave is very much out on the golf course, and the heavy hitters are just about to go off. As far as the afternoon, Mark, you've got Brooks Koepka, Francesco Molinari, They are just teeing off right now. In fact, a couple minutes ago, Webb Simpson, Adam Scott, my pick, Matt Kuchar, Tony Finau, Ian Poulter, they're all going off. And then just a little bit, a few minutes after we get off the air and Alex and Kyle come on, it's going to be Jordan Spieth, Justin Rose, and Tiger Woods teeing off at Pebble Beach. So that should be very interesting. Scores have been low if you have missed it throughout the day today.
Yeah, that threesome goes off at 4:09. So it'd be some evening golf watching tonight,
Primetime golf.
What a shame.
Can't beat that. Primetime golf. Three-way tie for the lead right now.
I won't have to watch the Twins because that game is nearly final at Target Field. The Twins up 10-3 on the Seattle Mariners. Top of the ninth. Final, Atlanta has defeated Pittsburgh. And unfortunately, not a good outing for Mitch Keller last night for the Pittsburgh Pirates. But it's only his second appearance. He of Cedar Rapids Xavier. Hopefully, he gets many, many more chances.
Yeah, I had a little inside information last night on that.
Okay.
And they're hoping that they'll find out today if he's going to remain on the roster and go home to Pittsburgh and make a start there, which is what everybody is keeping their fingers crossed and hoping for at this time. And because you don't want to ride that AAA to Major League Express shuttle too many times.
Plus, not for very long.
Plus, no. The options start running out when you start to do that a little bit. So I think it would behoove the Pirates to keep him on the Major League roster at this point. So we will see how that all plays out. And tonight, very interesting game, start of a four-game series, and we'll have the Saturday night game for you on KGYM. Cubs go to L.A. to take on the Dodgers. Just a little John Lester versus Clayton Kershaw coming up tonight as the pitching matchup. The last time out, Lester was very good. Previous four times, not so much. And Clayton Kershaw, I think, 5-1 or 6-1 on the year for the Dodgers.
It's going to be very interesting because the Dodgers are head and shoulders above everybody else in the National League West. And, of course, the Cubs are battling toe-to-toe with the Milwaukee Brewers. And the Cardinals not so far back, but it's mainly the Brewers right now that are giving the Cubs kind of fits. But a very, very big measuring stick for the Cubs, I think, playing out in L.A.
Kind of for both teams. And, of course, the oft-injured Corey Seager, injured again, hamstring injury, and they anticipate him being out a month this time. But a 10-plus game lead for the Dodgers at this point. So not a lot of panicking setting in as far as Dodger Blue is concerned. 319-366-1600. Coming up tomorrow, Jeremiah Davis will talk some local racing with us. Going to have our topic as well. We'll pick that out after the show here today and let you know about that. And then next Friday, really looking forward to this, and we are going to have with us in studio Tom Keating, who is will be the brand new executive director of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, of course, from Cedar Rapids Xavier, president of Xavier right now, formerly he's held several positions at Xavier. Before that was at Dubuque Wallert, and now has moved on in progression. He's going to be the new executive director, taking over for Alan Bestie of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, and wanted, before he moved off to Boone, to have him on the program and just talk about the new job and what he anticipates and what his goals are before he heads off to Boone.
Yeah, a lot of questions for Tom, and some of them spawned by last week's topic discussion, and that was, what, if anything, would you change in high school sports? And it brought up a lot of different comments from listeners on the text line and the phone line, and we'll post some of those to Tom a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, so looking forward to that. And we will go ahead and tweet out tomorrow, put it on Facebook as well, our topic that we will talk about for the Friday edition of the show. So that will be coming up tomorrow. Plus, we'll have another opportunity for you to pick up a family four-pack of tickets to see the Colonels. All right, does Toronto do it tonight, or do we go to Game 7? What's your crystal ball
I'm
say?
Going with my girl Cajun Troy. On the text line, Harden is not Kawhi. That was in response to Dave Koken's analysis. Toronto will play better defense on the threes and win tonight.
Troy says Toronto. What do you say?
I say Toronto.
You say Toronto? I'm going Golden State. I'm sorry, Troy. I think they're going to win at home.
All right.
But I'm not saying they're going to win the series. That wasn't the question. I think Toronto, would they rather win it at home, though? I mean, you want to win it wherever you can win it. I understand.
Yeah.
But going home for game number 7, and I think they're going to be, I think they'll be okay as far as their mental attitude.
I don't think the Blues care that they didn't win in St. Louis last night.
No. Well,
would have been their preference.
It would have been the preference. The old adage is that you have a young goalie like that, and they usually play a little bit better on the road because they don't have quite as much. They take in all the hate coming. And that was good to relive that last night. And the Blues celebrated like nobody's business. They tweeted out pictures of the locker room afterwards. That was fun.
Edited versions.
It was just as far as the eye can see, there were cans and bottles and et cetera.
I've been in World Series locker rooms after World Series were locked up, and that's a crazy scene, but I can't imagine.
Hockey. And they had that last night, and apparently pictures taken on the flight back to St. Louis.
Probably didn't sleep much last
night. No. Not a lot of sleep, but hey, when you do something that hasn't been done in over 50 years, you're going to celebrate. You're going to celebrate. And speaking of that, Mr. Alex Kuhn will be joining Kyle up next with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That's coming your way here on KGYM.
He won't talk any hockey, will he?
Kyle, are you here? What are you going to talk about besides letting Alex talk about the Blues?
Oh, Lord. Well, I don't even know how long that's going to take, first of all. So
it took me about 10 minutes.
It's hard to plan around it when you don't know how long it might last. So it might be 3 hours of that, but we're going to try to squeeze in a preview of Game 6 tonight between the Raptors and the Warriors. That'll be with Brad Botkin. But we're actually going to check in. We're going to check the pulse of St. Louis with Rob Raines during the first hour, too. So going to be a lot of celebrating in the first hour, but we're going to get to the sports later.
All right. We'll look forward to that. Listening to St. Louis media last night, it was a little crazy out on Market Street, et cetera.
As it should be.
And Ballpark Village and around there last night. And, yeah, it should be that way. And I think it was all good-natured. I haven't read about any problems as far as police are concerned.
Well, I just saw a picture of the arch, so it has survived anyway.
Very good. Very good. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. Stay tuned. More local programming coming up right here on KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. The Golden State Warriors closed down Oracle Arena tonight in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. The Toronto Raptors can close out the season and wrap up their first title with a win, leading the series 3-2. The Warriors won Game 5 but lost Kevin Durant to a torn Achilles. Klay Thompson.
We're not even thinking about the future. We're just thinking about enjoying this last show at Oracle. We're about to give our fans. And I expect our fans to be the loudest they've ever been, especially in the name of Kevin and bringing his type of spirit he would bring to the fight and the competitiveness.
Caesars has the Warriors as a 2.5-point favorite tonight, and Game 6 coverage tips off at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ABC, and the ESPN app. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reports Grizzlies center Jonas Valanciunas will opt out of his contract for next season, but he hopes to get a long-term deal with the team. First round of the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. Tiger Woods about to start his round. Right now, a three-way tie for the lead. Ricky Fowler, Xander Schauffele, Louis Oosthuizen, all at 5 under par.
This month at Napa Auto Parts stores, get $25 or more off brand new DeWalt power tools by trading in your old ones. Quality parts, helpful